BJ Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. This hour of the Tay and Jay Show brought to you by Kramer Siding and Window. You can visit them at KramerSiding.com. Again, the Cardinal Baseball, 5:10 pregame, 6:05 first pitch. So Jeremy and I and Mike Carpenter off the air tonight at 5:10. So I had to slip in the jump around at 4:30. I hope people appreciate that.
It's okay.
All
got
right.
It in.
If that's all right. Now, listen. We're going to bring on one of our favorites, and that's Lucas Johnson. Lucas Johnson, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. So now, wait. So you have an issue with us attaching your name to a trivia question to give away Cardinals tickets?
Well, I guess so. I mean, I'm a Cub fan, and it's really, really, really hard to be a Cub fan right now. Trust me. But I just and the fact that I really want the Cubs to get one of the Cardinal players come next year.
You want Ryan Terrio back?
Yeah, exactly. Can we?
Well, we did attach your name, and I apologize, but we gave away some. But here's the good news: we're talking Cubs baseball today.
Oh.
He's like, "Why are you doing that?"
I thought they just kind of said, "All right, we're going to forego the rest of the season." And, I mean, it's really, really sad what's going on the north side.
Yeah.
Let's just say that.
I agree.
I love the Cubs, and, you know, call me a bandwagon jumper if you want. I still want them to win, but it's just not. It's not pretty. Not pretty at all.
And we're just hearing Tom Ricketts talk about Wrigley Field. You know, he's saying it's not a dump. Peter Gammons from MLB Network came out and said it's a dump. What do you think as a Cubs fan? What do they need to do with that park to improve it? Or do you think it's good the way it is?
No, it's a dump. And you leave it the way it is. I mean, why would you change it? And now, here's the thing. Recently, which is actually shocking to me, you know, attendance has actually been down. And you know what? I couldn't be happier because instead of running the Cubs as simply a money-making business, maybe they'll try and win some games. Because the Cubs are the only freaking team in all of baseball that can lose consistently every single year and still make a nice size profit. So, no, I don't think they have to do anything to the park. I think the park itself is a draw because it's certainly not the talent on the team, on the field. But, you know, just maybe not having the attendance that they've normally had in the past might actually influence the owners to put a better product on the field, therefore winning and drawing back the fans. I don't know. Could be wrong. Could be way out there. Maybe it's a new idea. Who knows?
They got to do something, though. I mean, even Fenway made some improvement. I'm not talking about, like, the physical, you
right.
know, look of the stadium. I like that. I like going to Wrigley, even though I'm a White Sox fan, Lucas. But it's just some of the you don't want concrete falling on people's heads. You don't want, you want some improvements.
Heads are falling off.
Right, to the clubhouse,
gotta,
things like that.
You got to have something there to keep you awake. You're not getting the, it's not what's going on in the field. So, you know, if you're sitting in the stands and you got a beer, and you're wondering, is that piece of concrete going to fall on my head? At least you're awake, you know?
Got a beer in your hands, you're at a Cubs game,
you're
right?
You're good to go, then. You're good to go.
Exactly.
Former Illini fan favorite, number 22 in your hearts. That's Lucas Johnson joining us here. And let's switch to basketball, Lucas.
If he's number 22 in his hearts.
Yeah, who's number 21?
Wait, I said that wrong again.
Let's see, D-Brown.
Number 22 in your hearts. Well, I know who's number one in your heart, and his name's Brian Johnson.
Well, so, right. I did say before we went on, if I could just not call him Brian today, I should be all right here. I tell you what, when you get to come back and play with some of these favorites, I know you're still number one in a lot of people's hearts, Lucas, by the way, but you do get to come back and play in this alumni game. Are you going to be ready for that?
Let's see. Well, here's the thing. First of all, is my permission slip going to be signed to be able to come down there?
Ooh.
Only because the reunion is August 6th, and my baby girl is due August 3rd.
Oh, boy.
Now, here's the thing. My wife is so awesome that she has said that if the baby is already here, then I have the hall pass. But if she's not here yet, I don't see myself getting down there. So I've been feeding, my wife and I have been going to Taco Bell, getting, feeding her spicy food. So we're trying to, you know, we're trying to get this baby out as soon as possible. So
I hear the mild sauce is good for that.
It's good for that, yeah.
You know what? I really, really hope I'm able to come down. And, you know, it really looks like I am going to be able to.
Right.
But what an unbelievable event. You know, I was able to be a part of it back in, you know, in 05 when they did the, 100-year celebration. Then even just a couple of years ago, I believe it was 08. Just a great atmosphere. It's nice to be able to hang out with, you know, some of the guys that I didn't necessarily get to play with, but also be able to see some of the guys that I actually did play with and really haven't seen in a while, been able to keep in touch with via email and whatnot, but, you know, haven't physically been around in a while. So, you know, I love it. I love the atmosphere. The Illini fans are awesome as far as, you know, coming out and showing their support for such an event. The funny thing is that I'm not so sure a lot of the guys actually want to play with me, because I remember last time it was in 08 when we had it, and you know I got on the court, and you know Darren and Dee were on the other team, and I go up to Darren Williams and I said, you know, get out here, get on the court. He goes, no. He goes, my agent told me I'm not allowed to play when you're on the court. He's like, that's how people get hurt. So,
and you ended up being the one hurt with a bloody nose and everything.
Yeah, is that a surprise to anybody?
Nope.
I mean, A, that I got hurt, and B, that it was Brian Cook who did it. I mean, he broke my nose when I was in college and then bloodied my eye, you know, 8 years later. I'm like, come on. But, you know, I kind of expect it. So I'm going to be coming in, like, full, you know those sumo suits that they have for people? I'm going to be coming in one of those, playing in one of those.
With one of those, with one of the whole face guard thing. I can see you wearing that.
Yeah, the Rip Hamilton look. That looked good on you.
Yeah, and one of those jousting sticks as well. I'll just carry that around as well.
But you got to have Rod Cardinal come up with, like, an old school, like a Jason Meyer from Halloween, like, face mask. I think that'd be the perfect Lucas Johnson look.
I'm sure he has one laying around from that he made for Brian when he was younger.
Exactly.
I mean, he could have used it in the finals this year.
Hey, and how about that? How about Brian Cardinal? That's pretty neat to see. And then obviously a Purdue Boilermaker, but you, with your relationship with Rod, and I'm sure you got to know Brian pretty well as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's the poor man's Lucas Johnson, but you know, it's nice to be able to see someone that you know, someone who's a really good guy, but also someone you played against, someone who you respect. Succeed the way he does, and it was funny because, you know, he got some spot minutes early on, played some really good minutes, you know, later on in the finals, but he plays so freaking hard all the time that, you know, he catches the eyes of even the announcers. You know, they were making comments about, you know, wow, he's a smart player out there. He knows where he's supposed to be. He's, you know, he's in the right spot. He knocks down the open jumpers. He's the kind of guy, you know, he fills in the cracks. And
right. He's
you know, he's the kind of guy that comes off the bench and helps those teams win championships.
Talking with former Illini Lucas Johnson. And Lucas, if he can make it, a lot of people thought, hey, Lucas would be able to make it at this level.
Well, I decided not to, chose a different route. Yeah, right. I you know, with my knee the way it was coming off of ACL surgery and you know, making probably a questionable call coming back as soon as I did off of that surgery. There was just no way that I was going to be able to do anything. I mean, I still walk with a limp, like to call it a pimp stroll now. So it doesn't necessarily inhibit my playing because I'm not very good, but it still gives me a little bit of a bother once in a while. So I can always lean on that and make that as my excuse. Even though it probably had a lot to do with my lack of talent, so we'll just say it had to do with my injury.
Well, okay? Lucas, I know they're going to keep the game short for you guys just for that reason. But at the same time, what's it mean just to get all these guys down here? You get Darren Williams, D. Brown, Kendall Gill, all these names in the past, even a Demir Kapraya, guys you haven't seen in a while. What's it mean to get you all together for another time? I mean, this is the second time in 4 years.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. You know, we haven't been around those guys for so long, you know, obviously when I was in college, and then watching the guys that came after us kind of continue that tradition that we kind of felt that, you know, we kind of picked up on, you know, come 98, 99, 2000 season and on, kind of really, you know, reboosted Illini basketball And they, you know, and then obviously, you know, Dee and Darren and those, that group kind of took it to the next level. It's just, it's really nice to be able to bond with those guys and share some of the funny stories that, you know, that they had as a team, because God knows that we had plenty of those stories with, you know, with Kupalia and Archibald and myself alone. So, you know, it's just the camaraderie between those guys. And, you know, even if you didn't play with those guys, even if you didn't play in their, on their team, you know, there's still that bond, knowing that you, you know, you wore the orange and blue just like they did. But I will have to say that, you know, it's disappointing. Things that go on in the season or during the, on the team right now, as far as, you know, Richmond leaving and things like that. But I think the Illini team are kind of, I think the best thing for them is this trip to Italy. I think it's awesome for them.
I think that's a great call. And my last question to you, Lucas, is of course you wore 22. And Jeremy Richmond wore number 22. What do you think of him? I mean, now they're questioning whether he's even going to be drafted. Did he make the right decision? And obviously had to, basically, is what we're hearing. But what do you think of his situation? Can he make it that next level?
Well, first of all, I mean, he's put in a really tough position coming to U of I and having to wear 22. I mean, talk about, you know, talk about a lot of weight on your shoulders.
I know, because Altenberger was great.
Okay, I see how it is.
Keywon Garris wasn't bad either.
Yeah, and welcome to ESPN Radio. Oh, sorry, my bad. He was put in a tough spot. You know, he put himself in a tough spot,
right.
And I feel bad for a kid like that who had to make such a tough decision early on in his career. I think there's usually a spot for some guy with his athleticism,
sure.
But I'm not so sure it's at the NBA level. I could easily see him, you know, not making it and heading overseas and having a really good career.
Sure.
The problem with something like that is, where's his fallback? Mm-hmm. He doesn't have a college education because he decided to take off when he did. So.
That's exactly right. Lucas Johnson, it's always fun to have you on, and we appreciate you doing it. I know you're a busy guy, and we wish you nothing but the best in August with the new baby girl, and hope that she's born, and then we can see you down here huffing and puffing up and down the court.
Hey, as long as I will come on as long as you guys promise me you're buying me a beer when I get down to Champaign.
Definitely. That is an automatic, I promise.
Sounds good.
Lucas, thanks, buddy.
Guys, I appreciate it. Thanks,
Lucas. Lucas Johnson, former Illini fan favorites. I didn't mess up and call him by his brother's name.
That's right.
So that's pretty good for me. We are heavy on a break. Let's get to one. This hour, the Tay and Jay Show, brought to you by Kramer Siding and Window, kramersiding.com. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.